Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. We're also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited today. I got my coffee and my oatmeal on my sideboard, starting my day heart healthy and straight away. I've been on Facebook, and I've been seeing some activity around one of those videos we shared to talk about it. Katie Basil's on the line.
Good morning, Grady.
Good morning. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So earlier this month, KYUK produced a video in collaboration with the musical group Bumyua. We asked people to submit videos of themselves dancing while social distancing to a specific song called Dagavaz and Alumpkin, also known as the Blessing or Purification Song. We then edited the videos together into one cohesive dance. Joining us today is one of the founders of Bumyua, Philip Blanchett, and humanities professor, Yupik tradition bearer, and Philip's mother, Marie Mead. Both Philip and Marie are featured in this video. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Katie. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning, YK Delta.
Hi, Philip. Marie, let's start with you. What do the lyrics and hand motions in Dagavaz and Alumpkin mean?
Lyrics, translates to may I do a ritual using ayok, Labrador tea, is traditionally used for dagavak. It's a custom that our people have used, practiced for many, 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 from a long time ago. So the words, Dagavak Nawamkin, may I purify you or cleanse you with the healing medicine of the ayok, and Shugak Nawamkin, may I brush your body with this healing ayok. And so the song is considered to be an agayus soon, according to Frank Andrew, an elder from Guigiriok, when I asked him to explain what these songs were, he said they were the present-day songs that we sing and dance today are agayus soot, and today in the present-day agayus soot are church songs. Related to church, so this dance is a particular with two verses, and the first verse talks about using the healing powers of the ayuk for hunters before they go out into the ocean to bless themselves, purify themselves with this ayok, and for success, so they can be ready for whatever they are pursuing out in the ocean, and for them to be welcomed by the ocean. That is that we all know that is very powerful, and so and. The second verse talks about using the ayuk tea medicine to purify bodies and ourselves before we go out on the land to gather plants and berries. So it's basically, it has a few lyrics, but a very beautiful, powerful song.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
We've had a huge response to the video with over 700,000 views on Facebook and comments from all over the world. I just want to read a couple comments we've received to you. This is one. Thank you for your generosity in sharing your beautiful dance and blessings with the world. We need this kind of healing so much. with love and deep respect from a New York City dancer. And here's another one. I'm from Paris, France, sending my respect, love, and heart energy. Even through distance, we are connected. Your music has been playing in my yard. The drums resonate in the sky. So it sounds like that that sentiment of blessing and purification is really reaching people. Philip, any thoughts on why this song and dance has resonated so much with people during this time? And what might the song mean in the context of the pandemic?
Well, thank you so much for having me and my mom today, this morning. From my perspective, like growing up in the YK Delta, it was such a huge experience to be growing up with such a very powerful culture, and all of our relatives and our community and our traditions. And so when I think about this song, I think about like how this same need for healing and the same relationship that we have to as people to heal, that it's something that we share like so vividly with other people, other cultures, like for Native American tribes down in Lower 48 who use like sweet grass and sage for smudging and healing. And I was like, it's kind of like when you have similar ways and you meet other cultures and other people and you're like, oh yeah, you're like that too. And you're like, oh wow. And for me, you know, those kind of exchanges are also healing. And it makes me feel like, for me to feel like I'm not alone and that we all can embrace this together and we can share these ways of trying to find and improve ourselves and to improve our situation. And at this time right now with the pandemic, because there's so much enormous trauma that's happening and that we're still in shock of what's happening globally with so many communities, that to be able to find things that have strength and have that power within it to, and that intention for cleansing, for empowering, and for embracing things that we see as good. And that's definitely how I understand the song as far as its power for us as Yupik people. And it's something that I feel like through the song itself and the drumming and the dancing, that it's something that other people can feel and recognize.
Mm. Marie, do you have any memories or stories of how purification was traditionally used?
I personally didn't grow up in the village where the custom was practiced, you know, every day. The churches have taken over. So, but I have heard many stories. But to add to what Philip was saying, I wanted to add that I have personally traveled the whole world sharing that song as a member of the 13 International Indigenous Grandmothers Council. With Rita Pitka Blumenstein, a traditional doctor healer from Nelson Island, a Yupik traditional doctor. And the response that that is received by, you know, many different, in many different countries that we've went to as a council, and the response and how the song resonates and received and just the richness of in the song, and I realized that we are not separated, that we are, you know, whoever we are, whatever we are, wherever we are, that richness in, you know, what we have for healing is something that we need to share with our neighbor, in either far, near, or far. So that's what I wanted to add to that, what Philip said. The tradition of Dagavak was practiced by our people, according to many stories and many elders that I've talked to, for healing. It was used in cleansing of homes and spaces around you, your community, and you know, it's that power that the plant has that is used as a medicine and in a ritual that helps to remove impurities and anything that might cause sickness or illness in people and community.
Mm. And who composed this song, Marie?
I hear that, I understand that the song was composed by Brentina Chanar Gitbuwatuyuhtun. I have not met Brentina Chanar from Nelson Island, but I know, working with many years of working with elders, the similar song that talks about Dagavagayagak, I have heard it kind of similar rhythm, similar lyrics by, like, my uncle from Kasigiloka, Wasli Berlin. I heard him sing a song similar to it with similar words, and it kind of sounded the same. And then I also heard the same similar song sung by Frank Andrew from Kuihiluk. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how songs like that were composed for centuries by our people that talk about healing.
So it sounds like the song's been rooted here for a very long time. When we were requesting video submissions from people, one bit of feedback we got was that even the thought of dancing alone was really hard. And Philip, I was wondering, what did it feel like for you to dance alone, and did you feel yourself working harder to make the connection with the song or with others?
Yeah, it was weird. dancing to a cassette tape, or not a cassette, like a Bluetooth, and that song that was playing before we started the interview of Bamiwa's version of Dagavak Navamkin with the piano, we wanted to reflect like the tradition of starting it off very slow, and like as the song progressed, it was getting faster and faster, just like how we, when we dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the recording that I was dancing to for the video, I was like, anyways, it was just strange to dance without the drummers there responding and reacting to, but the intention of the song and the dance is what I was rooted to, and that I was, when I was closing my eyes, I was like, that's what I was trying to connect to, is all of my memories of learning the, dancing the song and learning it and thinking about the intention of the song. And in that way, that that's what grounds me when I was when I dance and when I was dancing that dance.
We only have about a minute and a half left, and Marie, I'm going to throw this one at you. There's a long history of resiliency in the face of epidemics in this region. Do you have any advice or knowledge to share with our global community during this time? We have about 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh. 1 minute? stay well and stay safe and listen to music and dance and continue as as you are in restoration and healing and receiving strength from sources, different sources that you can receive, nature and each other, family, community, and share what is good to help one another. Stay, and that's what our ancestors did for us. So here we are today going through the same thing, and we can do the same thing.
Thank you so much. you can check out the video, Dagovals and Algonquin, on our website, www.kyuk.org, and on our Facebook page. Brianna, to everyone who submitted a video for this collaboration, and a special shout-out to our wellness programming producer, Gabby Heistan-Salgado, for all the great work she did in editing the video together. Thank you so much, Philip and Marie, for collaborating with us and for joining us this morning. I wish we could talk for another hour.
Okay. Brianna.
Brianna.
Birchi.
Back to you, Grady.
Thank you, thank you. Have an excellent day, and listeners, don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org. Or call 543-3131 today.